4 years ago, Democratic Senator Rod Mohn lost this Senate seat after serving for 20 years. As one of the top Democratic leaders, Republicans tied Mohn to former Senator Chuck Kwala in the caucus scandal. Now, Democrats want the seat back. But Senator Brown is anxious to stop them. In fact, he touts his political independence from Republicans by pointing out he voted against a version of the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, or TABOR, that put spending limits in the Constitution.
I did say 4 years ago that I was not going to be a straight-line party person, and I think that my voting record would indicate that I have exercised exactly what I said I was going to do. There have been some separation between me and the party on some issues.
Brown's opponent is Buffalo County farmer Kathleen Vineout. Even though she has a Ph.D. in health education and was a tenured professor, today her family can't afford health insurance. The angst of that hit hard recently when her son needed an emergency appendectomy.
And we got the bill for that a week ago. It's sitting on the kitchen table, and it's $10,462.65 and payable immediately upon receipt. Every dime of it we'll have to pay. And that's just the hospital bill for one overnight stay.
Because Vineout's main campaign focus is on health care, Senator Brown has been quick to talk about his ideas of getting consumers involved in their own wellness and finding ways to cover the uninsured.
We've got to look at both sides of the equation, and that is consumer-driven approach, get you and I involved in this decision-making process, and then at the same time take a look at how can we spread these costs across a broader range of audience so that we can help people who are uninsured be insured.
Vineout claims that's a change of heart by the senator.
I mean, we had three bills during the session. They never had hearing. They never had a debate. Senator Brown voted against even having a debate on the issue. There was never a vote. And when it came time to think about the elections, then we started hearing, oh, maybe we need a committee on health care reform.
Senator Brown.
Why hasn't Governor Doyle stood up over the past 6 months during the course of the campaign and supported one of the bills that my challenger says was introduced late in the session and should have been given consideration? Well, it's because those bills have a huge, huge price tag on them. One of them as high as $40 billion in new taxes, $40 billion.
The heated debate in this race is one sign it's very close. Vineout needs more name recognition and money to continue buying ads. Both candidates agree negative ads running against them and paid for by independent groups have distorted their message. In Eau Claire, I'm Mary Jo Wagner for Wisconsin Public Radio News.